Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree Mitchell, and I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing for Black women who are looking to get to where all the abundance, joy, and healing resides. Let's go ahead and jump into today's episode, and I'm going to let you know that I'm just kind of giving you a end of year gentle reminder that you cannot control everything. Okay. You cannot control everything. And I was firmly reminded of this, with a situation that just very recently happened. And instead of just like flipping my lid, I decided, you know what, this is above me and I'm just gonna keep it pushing. So I'll get into that in just a moment. But first I want to let you know that, you know, I had mentioned in the last couple of episodes that I was working or finishing up a journal, a guided journal. And just so you know, I have officially hit publish on the journal. I am now waiting on a sample, but it has been submitted to Amazon. And based on what I understand, it should be available, I'm guessing, in the next few days. I'm not 100% positive on Amazon's process. This is definitely has been a learning experience for me, not just the process of publishing to Amazon KDP's program, but also just really a learning process for me as I took some time to kind of like tap a bit into my creativity, and which was a struggle because one of the reasons why the journal did not get finished as, I guess, fast as I would have liked is because, you know, imposter syndrome crept in, and perfectionism crept in, and I would put something, write something, delete it, put something, think of something, write something, delete it. Look, this, like, it was just something. It was definitely something for me to, now that I'm on the other side of it, I can look back on that experience and I'm very thankful for it. And it definitely gave me I'm a super reader. I love to read. I just counted my Audible books, and I have over 250 Audible books. So your girl likes books, but it gave me a newfound sense of appreciation. Like, I tip my hat to authors. I tip my hat because now I totally understand why. Like, I'll hear authors say how it took, you know, 3 years to write their book. I think someone said it took them 7 years to write their book. And I would just think, like, you know, oh, it's just writing, you know, like, it's quote unquote just writing. But now I get it. Like, it's not just that you have the idea and the thoughts necessarily, even though sometimes that might be, you may not have all the thoughts on certain days. So maybe you get like writer's block and stuff like that, but it's not just having the idea. For me, it was also not only the perfectionism and imposter syndrome that crept in, but also just the struggle for me to sit down and actually write. There were so many distractions over the course of this period. And even though I did do my best to carve out some time, you know, life be life and things happen. And everything is not always just like, okay, I'm going to sit here for X amount of time every single time. You know, so anyway, I definitely learned a lot about myself. I'm proud of myself. I celebrated myself when I hit publish. I opened up a little bottle of wine and had a little sippy sip. And
I can't wait to show it to you. But to hit publish, it was a lot, because I just, the thought that I might have made a typo or maybe there's an error or something, even though I checked and triple checked, you know, that's a possibility. And I'm learning to not be so rigid, y'all, but it can be hard, because you want to put out your best. You want to present yourself in the best way, right? And so that was another hard part for me, was like, okay, when I publish this, if there's something that I missed, is it the end of the world? No, it's really not. But in my mind, it just got built up so big that I was nervous to even like put it out into the world. So, but your girl did it. It's going to be out there. I've submitted it, like I said, to Amazon. I'm just waiting on them to get back to me or something. I think they have to check it or something along those lines. So maybe by the time you hear this, it may be up in Amazon. I'm not sure, but I will certainly circle back and let you know when it is officially available for you to check it out. So yes, your girl is now, I guess, officially published, or like in the quote unquote author. So that's very exciting. And definitely now that I have done it this one time, I feel, you know, we've talked about before how sometimes that confidence muscle just needs to be built through taking action. And I feel that to be very true, because now that I've done it, I already have other ideas for things that I would like to be able to publish and create and get into the market to become available for those of us who like this type of, like these types of things, like workbooks, journals, and things along those lines. So definitely more to come. So stay tuned, but just wanted to give you that update. All right. So let's go ahead and get into today's quick little episode. By the way, I think that Christmas at this point is just a week away, if I'm not mistaken. Your girl hasn't looked at a calendar, so I'm not even sure, but I'm pretty sure it's next week. So, you know, I just want to say in advance, I hope that you have the best holiday ever and that you are really able to take some time for yourself, whatever that might look like for you based on your needs, that you're able to slow down, invite some ease into your days, your nights, some fun. My daughter and I, we're really slowing things down around here. We play little games and, you know, different things like that. And I'm just really doing my best to really invite all the ease and flow and gentleness into my days for the holidays, because, you know, it's winter time, and winter is definitely a time to slow down, a time to rest, a time to reflect, a time to be gentle and hunker down and get cozy and, you know, all those things. So I definitely, my wish and my prayer for you is that you have an abundance of ease during this winter season, abundance of ease and coziness, right? Like all the cozy socks and slippers and warm drinks and teas and coffee and, you know, cozy sweatshirts and heated leather seats in your car, if you have that. Your girl doesn't have that anymore. I did in my previous car. This one I do not, and I sure do miss it. But yeah, I'm just wishing you so much ease and just rest and peace this winter and this holiday season as we make our way into the new year. So now let me tell you again, I wanted to share with you a really quick episode in regards to just a gentle reminder that, you know, as much as we can try, because I do feel like, you know, if it's in your power to do something, definitely take action and do it. But some things are just going to be out of your control. We cannot control everything. And you know, someone, my friend sent me actually a TikTok from this guy. You know what? I'll put it in the show notes. But the timing on this is perfect, because in his TikTok, he was saying something along the lines of this quote that he got from someone that says, gosh, what did he say? I'm trying to go by memory. It was something along the lines of, you can allow yourself to sail your boat. You don't have to row your boat all the time. Like, allow yourself to just sail your boat. In other words, again, I will link the TikTok in today's show notes, because I've got it kind of like convoluted in my mind. But in essence, it's like, just allow yourself to just be in the flow. It's okay to do the things that you can, but we don't always need to like push and do and hustle and try to control and hold on tight and just try to make things go our way. Sometimes when we do that, we really end up doing ourselves a disservice, because those things that sometimes you push for that may not even be for you at that time, may end up just changing the course that you were on, when if you would have just allowed yourself to just kind of like go with the flow, you know, things would have worked out differently, right? And really, it comes down to you knowing yourself, you having faith that things are going to be okay no matter what, and allowing God to be God. Sometimes we try to just be like, okay, God, like we have it in our mind, like, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how it's going to be done, and I want it done this way at this time. I'm going to make sure it happens. Like, sometimes that energy is necessary, don't get me wrong, but I feel like as Black women, just because of how we've been conditioned and the things that we've endured and faced in this country as women, as Black women, in our minds, we have to turn on that energy. Or we feel like we do, because that's what we had to do in the past just to ensure our survival, ensure that we got fed, ensure that our needs were met, ensure that we were going to be okay and we were going to be able to survive and get out of situations, or, you know, advance ourselves and things like that. I don't know. You know, I was going to say something, but I'm not even going to finish that thought, but because it's going to take me on a tangent. But we... like, and this was me. I'm speaking from experience. This was me. I experienced so many hardships, and I definitely felt like I had to be in control of everything, because if not, you know, things were just, I felt like my life was just always going sideways. But sometimes when I was doing these things and trying to take control, honestly, I'm not going to lie, sometimes when I took control of situations and did things, I ended up making things not always the best. But, you know, it's hard for you to sit in yourself, to lean into your intuition, to trust God, to just sit back and just observe and allow kind of things to unfold, because it's just, we just have so much pressure on us. You know, there's just so much pressure, and so many times that we've been shown that we have to take charge. We've got to quote unquote man up and do the things. And I don't want to operate in that energy, y'all. I don't want to operate in that energy all the time. I feel like there's a time to do that. And then there's a time to just like, let God be God and be like, okay, God, I don't know. I just don't feel like God. And obviously I'm not trying to put myself in a place to say where I just know how God thinks. That's impossible. Our minds will never be on God's level like that. But I just don't feel like God created us to be in that mode of trying to hold on and force and control all the time. So I love that quote that my friend sent me today. And again, I'm going to link it in the TikTok, because he can explain it the way that he explained it to a little better, obviously, than I could. But it totally coincides with what I wanted to talk about today. So it's just ironic that she sent that to me today. But what I want to remind you is that, again, just sometimes, things are going to happen outside of your control. And I want you to just acknowledge that this thing happened. It wasn't your fault. And allow yourself to just rest in the fact that, you know, sometimes life just lives, and you've just got to trust that things are going to work out for your better good. As hard as that might be, and I'm preaching to the choir right now, because it's definitely hard for me at times to do that, especially with the chaos or the chaotic background I've come from, the chaotic circumstances I ended up putting myself in, because I was operating and facing the world from a really hurt place or really unhealed place. And I was making these really bad decisions for myself, right? So let me tell you what happened. And this is like, this could not have happened at a better time, the end of the year, right? When you're really trying to think about gifts and buying things for your loved ones, or buying things for yourself, and you're spending a little extra money and, you know, things like that. So I'm being sarcastic when I say that this couldn't have come at a better time, because this couldn't have happened at the worst time. Like, this is not the time for this, but I digress. So I woke up
this has been going on for maybe like a couple of weeks now. So in my home, I have a garage, and in my garage, obviously, is my vehicle, and also, you know, other little, my bike and a few boxes and, you know, odds and ends that you will find in a garage. But then I also have my washer and dryer. Well, what had happened was I went out to the garage maybe like a week or so ago, and or one of the, like, my box, it looked like it had been ripped. It really honestly looked like it had been chewed, but it looked like it had been ripped. So I was just like, okay. Maybe that's, did I miss something or what? What it, like, what is this? Because what it ended up being was like so beyond my, like, this had never happened to me before. I've never experienced what I'm going to share. You probably already know where this is going, but I have never dealt with this. So I just thought like, oh, maybe I ripped a box or something. So I was like, okay. So then the next day I went to the garage and I ended up putting some clothes in the washing machine. And as it was, I put the clothes in, I put the detergent in, did the buttons, or not the you know, the knobs or whatever. And then, because I got an old school washing machine, old school Kenmore, so I don't have the buttons. I've got the knobs and the turny things. And so I closed it up, went back in the house, and then maybe like 5 minutes later, I came back out because maybe I wanted to check something. I don't know, but maybe it was my intuition saying, go back and look. I don't know why I went back out there, honestly, but I went back out there for something. And I see all this damn water on the ground, okay? All this damn water escaping from the washing machine. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like, what is happening here? So I ended up calling someone to come out and they took a look inside. And he was like, you have a rodent, or you have like a rat or a mouse or something. Something chewed this, like the hose. Okay. Something chewed this hose up. And I was like, what? Like, what? Like, it took a minute for it to resonate. I'm like, what? So ended up calling my landlord. He ended up coming out, having a look. And, also the guy fixed the hose. Ended up costing me like $200 for this whole entire trip for him to come out, assess the situation, replace this, replace that. He had to go find the hose, all this stuff. Ended up paying, no, I paid $185 for this, right? And I was like, okay. He tested it. Everything was fine. I finished washing my load. The guy left, you know, all that stuff. My landlord came out. And actually, no, the landlord didn't come out at that point. So then that was day, let's call that day one. Day two, I didn't wash anything. So, I probably just put the stuff in the dryer that same day and kept it pushing. Day three comes. I'm like, oh, okay. I need to wash some towels or something. Right. And so I put the towels in, I do all the things, detergent, set the setting to hot water, 'cause you know, we wash our towels in hot water, and, got it started. And next thing you know, I go out there and look again just to make sure. And there's water coming out of the freaking machine again. So I call the guy and he comes back out and he's like, I hate to tell you this, but it's chewed through this other hose. So the first time it chewed through, I think the cold water hose, I think there's two hoses or there's, I don't know all the hoses and stuff. This time the thing had chewed through the hot water hose. Okay, so chew through the hot water hose, and he showed me. And so I'm like, okay.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only chains frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE. This washing machine, number one, is old, okay? It's old. You know, them old school washing machines, they last forever. That's why I bought it. I didn't want like this, the newer ones with the electronic, you know, whatever, because in my research, they don't last as long as like the older models. This Kenmore I've had for over 10 years and I got it used, okay? So it's probably at least 15, 20 years old. And so I'm like, I told the guy just to pause. I gave him a few bucks, send him on his way. And he told me before he left, he was like, you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to find this specific hose because they don't, I searched and they don't make those really anymore. Okay. So I sent him on his way. He didn't fix anything, but I gave him a few bucks just for coming out. And then my landlord came out and, you know, we were looking at the garage. He put traps up. I ended up moving my car out of the garage. Y'all, when I moved the car out, there was freaking coolant on the ground and a bunch of plastic bits. This joker bit some stuff up in my engine area. So now it's not only the washing machine, but it's also my car as well. To date, I still have not gotten my car fixed because I cannot park in the garage. Because the thing is still there. So again, very long story short, this joker is still there. The neighbors have seen it. We don't know where it's come from. Clearly it didn't come from me. We've never had this problem before, ever. And again, I've lived there for 10 years, over 10 years. So we are dumbfounded. He had the exterminator come out. The exterminator couldn't even figure out like where it was or where it came in at. Like it's just an ongoing thing here. So in the meantime, now my car is needing to be repaired and I'm probably going to have to replace my washing machine. And again, like I mentioned, they don't make like these, this is an older machine. So I'm not sure if I'll be able to even find something like that. That's going to be solid and sturdy. And you know what I'm saying? Like doesn't need to be replaced for at least another 10 years. I'm not sure if that's going to happen. And again, this could not happen at a worse time. It's Christmas, y'all. Who wants to be dealing with this at Christmas time? Extra money, extra time, extra headache. You've got a rodent out there. And according to what the neighbors have said, it's sizable because it was in their garage and they've seen it. And I'm just like, well, I'm not going to even go off on a tangent. I'll just leave it at that. This is not something that you want to be dealing with at Christmas time, right? And so initially, I was pretty pissed. And you know what? That lasted all of maybe just a couple of hours. Even though my car is, I don't know what's going to happen with my car. I don't know how much it's going to cost. I don't know what they're going to tell me when I take it in, which I'm actually going to do this week. I don't know what's going to happen with the washer. I don't know if I'm going to have to buy a new model now. I don't know how much ultimately this is going to cost me and how much time I'm going to lose because we're still trying to catch this rodent, right? Everything is just kind of up in the air. It's just up in the air. But I had to remind myself that, first of all, this was not my fault. I didn't do this. I didn't invite the mouse in or the rat or whatever it is. I didn't create the circumstances or the environment for it to want to come up in there. Like, that's just not, this is not on my shoulders. It's just, for whatever reason, it just happened.
Sometimes things in life, it just happens and it's not under our control. And so I had to tell myself, and what I want to share with you is just this gentle reminder that when life happens, you know, and things happen outside of our control, even though we want to just like hold on tight and try to figure everything out, and we stress ourselves out and we start to stress and we worry and we lament, or we really get ourselves worked up. At least I know that I do, because I can really be just a stress ball, and we can really just work ourselves up. What that means for me, and I want you to reflect on if this is the same for you, but when I do that, what it means for me is that I'm not in a position to trust that God is going to provide, that God is going to take care of me, that God is going to cover me, that God is going to just, like, in other words, that it's going to work out one way or another. It's going to work out for my better good. It's going to work. Everything's going to be okay. And by okay, that doesn't mean like, okay, everything's perfect now. No, but ultimately things are going to work out the way that they're going to work out. And however they work out, however things go, it's going to be okay. I do not have to live in a place, like an inner place of fear, stress, worry, anxiety. Like, what is that going to do for me besides kill my stomach, kill my mood, kill my vibe, kill the progress that I've made in different areas of my life? Like, what is that going to do for me? Nothing. It's not going to do anything. And so I decided, I was mad, like I said, for like a good hour or two, but I really had to have a talk to myself, a talk with myself, and remind myself that, you know what? No matter what happens, number one, again, this is not your fault. And number two, you will be made good. Like, you will be made good from this. I am believing that I will be made good. I am believing that a blessing is going to come out of this situation one way or another. I don't know if it's going to be financial. I don't know if it's going to be physical. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm moving into this situation with this understanding that, you know, I'm covered. I don't have to worry about this. Even if I go and they tell me it's going to be X amount of dollars to repair the car, I'm not saying I'm going to be happy to pay this money, because again, obviously I didn't cause this situation, but I'm going to go into it from this place of, you know, this happened and it's okay. I'm okay. It's okay. I'm going to be made whole. I'm going to be made complete. I'm covered. And I'm going to see something good come from this on the other side, one way or another. So that to me feels more aligned with trusting God. It feels more aligned with ease. It feels more aligned with just leaning into this knowing that all is well. Does that make sense? And like the quote that gentleman said, that again, I will link in my show notes to his TikTok, because I didn't get the damn quote right. But again, just allowing yourself to sail versus always feeling like you need to row and push and hustle and do. And you know what I'm saying? Those are two different energies. And I feel like for me, and possibly for you, again, this takes you reflecting on this. I spent a lot of time in that row energy versus that sail energy. And when I spend a lot of time in the row energy, which is the pushing energy, the doing energy, the hustle energy, the stress energy, the worry energy, the have to make everything perfect energy, the people pleasing energy, the perfectionist energy, things just feel harder. There's more like in inner turmoil and chaos a lot of times when I'm operating from that mode consistently. We have to allow ourselves to have some balance. We have to allow ourselves to have some balance. We weren't meant to just stay in one speed, if you will, for our entire lives. And I know this is easier said than done, especially again, depending on your background and what you are used to operating in. A lot of us operate in that way, and it just feels natural for us. It feels normal for us. We're stressed and it just feels normal. We're anxious and it feels normal, and we just keep going. You know what I mean? It's like we don't allow ourselves time and space to back off from that energy. And again, just allow ourselves to operate from this inner knowing and trust and faith and softness and ease and flow. We got to learn how to have a little bit more balance and swing to that side. Because when we are in that more pushy energy, I don't really have another way to describe that right now, but when we're in that pushy energy, I feel like if we stay stuck in that mode, we're going to see a lot of problems from that stress, from just operating from that space, consistently operating from that level, right? If you feel like you have a lot of stomach issues, that could be one of the reasons why, because I know that that's what it was for me. And I shared on a previous episode many, many moons ago how my doctor told me, like, if you don't get yourself together, you are going to end up with ulcers because it was that bad. So I know that the two for me were related. So maybe that's something that you want to think on. If you have like a lot of stomach issues just gastrointestinal issues, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that's something that you want to consider. Like, ask yourself, like, what is my stress like? Am I really operating from a place, or am I always operating from a place, or more often than not operating from a place of just like pushing, hustling, just that heavier energy, that very active energy? Or am I allowing myself time to just let things flow and just to trust and to just have faith and, you know, do the best you can and just allow your best to be good enough in certain situations that, again, you did not cause, you did not create, you didn't make these things happen. It's not your fault. Life just lives. And sometimes you just have to step back and just say, okay, this happened. And I don't know what the solution is, but I trust that these things will line up for my better good so that you can take some of that weight off your shoulders. Does that make sense? So I hope that it does. I just, again, wanted to give you this gentle reminder as we wrap up 2023 and make our way into 2024. I'm really excited for 2024. I was just telling that same friend how, like, oh, I forgot to mention that. Literally pulled everything out of my closet today. And my room was a nightmare. I have two closets in my bedroom. Both of them are big. And so I totally decluttered, totally from the Ruta to the Tuta, decluttered and got rid of the things in closet one. This week I will tackle closet two. But I want to enter 2024 from a really expansive state. And I know for me, extra clutter, extra things that I don't need, extra things I'm not using, which for me in closet one was a lot of hair, I cannot stress that, a lot of hair products, a lot of nail, like so much nail polishes, so many hair products, like I just don't even want to get into it, but in other things too, some clothes and some stuff like that, but a lot of hair products, a lot of books are in there. It was just a mess. It was just a mess. So now closet one is complete. Closet two will be done this week. And I'm doing this again. Like, I'm doing a complete, in the next 2 weeks, declutter of my bedroom because I want my place to be a sanctuary. I want my place to be, to feel like a place of refuge, a place where I can just think and not feel inhibited because I do want to do more creative stuff in 2024. Again, possibly more books or things like that. And it's hard to create when you are in a place of clutter. And clutter could be, it can be the prettiest things, the nicest things. It doesn't matter if it's things that you're not using, things that you have no use for, you know, things that are really just taking up space. The more stuff that is taking up your space, the less space you have to be, the less space you have to create, the less space you have to rest. It's hard to rest physically or emotionally when you have just so much stuff around you that doesn't serve you, right? So that's why I am taking the time to do that for the next 2 weeks. So, yeah, just wanted to share that with you. That's what I'm doing for self-care over the next 2 weeks. So that's honestly it for this week's episode. I just wanted to give you that gentle reminder that, you know, it's okay to just to rely on your faith. It's okay to take a step back and just lean into trust in your inner intuition, and to lean on God, especially when things that are just completely ridiculous happen. And it's just like, what can you do? What can you do? So that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm just taking my hands off the wheel. I'm gonna, you know, just allow myself to get into a state of a flow and continue to lean on God and continue to just have faith that things are going to work out the way that they need to work out for my better good. And that's what it's going to be, because I've spoken it and that's what it's going to be. So again, just a gentle reminder for you. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. One last thing. Now that I have done the book, you can definitely, if any of you listeners have joined me in the Patreon community in the last week or two, just know that this week I will be turning up in there, so we can go ahead and get started with this challenge that starts on December 31st. So you'll start to see some details in there for sure this week. Thank you so much for being patient, but I really had to get that journal out. Like I had to get it done, and I didn't have the capacity to just do all the things. So I'm just making space to do things in alignment with just who I am and my capacity, you know, as just one person trying to continue with this platform. So again, thank you so much for being patient. If you want to join us, feel free to join us at patreon.com/ Brown Girl Self-Care. Again, that is Patreon, patreon.com/ Brown Girl Self-Care. So that is it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm not sure when Christmas is, but if this episode hits and Christmas is really close, then I want to just tell you Merry Christmas. I'm not sure if another episode is going to be between now and Christmas, so I'll just say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you now, but I think we're good, but I'm not sure. And thank you so much for being the best part of Brown Girl Self-Care. I greatly appreciate you, and I'm just so happy that we are building this community together, virtually, obviously, and hopefully in 2024 we'll have some actual in-person little I would love to do coffee dates, just in-person little coffee dates, just like a little meetup or something. Just talk and connect. You know what I mean? I can just see maybe 10 of us just chit-chatting and drinking coffee, and maybe even depending on when it's done, just talking about our goals for the new year, or, you know, just how we're growing and blooming and things like that. So maybe that's something we can make happen in January of 2024, but we will see. So stay tuned for that, okay? All right, girl. So that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and being the best part of this community. I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.